finally. The long-awaited return. Can You Milk a Chicken will be coming in your ears. With the 10th episode. In 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello!
Hello!
Hello! Hello! Hello!
Anniversary!
Hello!
Yes! 10 podcasts! We've done 10 podcasts!
We did well to make it to 2.
We did well to make it hop through the first one.
Yeah.
Yes. Barry, I have to ask, did you think in the heady days when we were sat in the pub drunk thinking, should we do a podcast, whether we'd actually be here 10 episodes later?
Well, we're only just here 10 episodes later. I thought if we were going to be 10 episodes later, we'd probably be in 10 months after the first one.
And not...
Not two and a bit
years. We don't do these podcasts quite as regularly as we would like, but unfortunately we have lives and jobs and stuff. So
it's stuff.
Yeah. The stuff's the big thing. The lives and the jobs, I mean, they're easy to arrange, but stuff,
I hate stuff.
Stuff does my head in.
Although, I tell you what I do like is stuff.
Your stuff's alright.
Yeah, if it just wasn't for the stuff.
Stuff. Anyway, talking of stuff, I've got a bottle of wine. Who'd like some wine?
Woo! Anniversary wine.
Yeah. Would you like some wine, Chris?
Yes, please.
Oh, that's going to sound good on the podcast, isn't it? You hear that, listeners? That's the sound of wine.
That's it. It's the virgin territory for your flat.
Yes,
isn't?
We have not podcasted in my flat before. Cheers, boys. Cheers.
Yeah, cheers. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Woo!
Hey, Barry, would you like to tell the listener where he can get in touch with us?
As usual, many ways. So it's canyoumilkachicken@hotmail.com or find us on Facebook, which when we do decide to do anything, we update it quite regularly on there because there's three of us that can update it and none of us ever know who's updated it when it does.
It is quite a mystery because I look at the Canyon Milk and Chicken update sometimes and think, oh, was that Barry or was that Chris? And I look through it and I check to see if there's lots of really, really, really particular grammar to see if it's Barry.
You know if it's not me because I'll be then correcting the grammar.
Yes. Right, should we start with a zombie watch update?
Zombie Watch.
Right, Zombie Watch update. There's been a response to an email. It was sent from Will Johnson and Keith Badger.
Oh, of course.
To the Nottinghamshire Council. I'll read out to you the reply he received. Dear Messrs. Johnson and Badger, further to your website question about your concerns of a zombie uprising, please see the considered response below. Nottingham City Council does not hold a plan to counter a zombie uprising, nor does it have any plans to develop one. Additionally, no such threat appears on the Nottingham and Nottinghamshire Local Resilience Forum's Community Risk Register, and so consequently, we intend to concentrate on the high risks facing the city. Regards, Paul Dales, Food and Health and Safety Manager.
Will Johnson actually got a genuine response from Nottinghamshire County. Well done, Will.
Well done, Will.
Well done, Will. Because I've not heard back from Timbridge.
No, I've not heard back from Timbridge.
I followed up my email with another email just saying, you know, please see previous email. Can you please update me? I am quite concerned, and I still haven't got a response.
No, I've sent them a letter, still no response.
But I think that's pretty. At least, I mean, not in City Council.
Yeah.
Unless it was some guy on like his last day who just got that email.
Well, to be honest, if I worked for Timbridge Council and I received that one, I said, look at this loser, and throw it out. And they probably, like, it was a quiet day, said, oh, why don't you respond to that zombie?
What's the guy called?
Paul Dales. Was it Paul Dale?
I will bring it back up. It was something along those lines. Yeah, Paul Dales.
Paul, thank you very much, because that's brilliant. That's perhaps what we wanted.
Perhaps we should write him a letter of thanks.
We should do. We should send
I have his email address right here.
We should email him. Not right now, obviously, but
we're on the Canyon Milk and Chicken Hotmail.
We'll email him and say thank you very much for taking
Well, yeah, we'll let him know that he appears in a popular and well-known podcast.
Indeed.
So, hello, Will. Thank you for contributing. And if anyone else can get a response better than Will's, we urge you to email in. Because
let's not forget that a zombie uprising is a genuine threat.
Well, it's 2012, end of the world, end of this year.
Is the world supposed to end this year?
Yeah, it's meant to be, if the Mayans are to be believed.
Oh, shit, I've still got that library book.
Unless they meant the end of the World Wide Web, because that's ending.
Is that ending, is it?
Yeah, well.
Oh, anyway. No, this podcast, we won't be able to download this podcast.
We have to do it in Braille.
Why Braille?
You can't copyright Braille, can you?
Do you know how long it takes to print Braille? Can you imagine some blind guy read the Can You Milk a Chicken Braille?
What's Braille for cunt? How dare you? Morse code.
Morse for cunt.
Morse code for cunt.
You know your problem, you're a dot dot dash dash dot.
How dare you? Can I, before we start, I have another update of a previous story.
Oh.
As some of you will remember from a previous podcast, the human Barbie bought
a
breast implant for her 7th birthday.
Oh, no, we're not going back here.
We've recently gone past Christmas. I have an update on what she bought her daughter for Christmas this year as a stocking filler.
Oh, God. Was it a leg?
Any guesses?
All right, well, she's had the boob job for her birthday.
She spent £6,000 for breast augmentation for her 7th birthday.
What's wrong with it? Well, she's 7.
Yeah.
Oh, God, she's not had, like, a vagina nipped and tucked or stuff, has she?
No, she hasn't had the breast augmentation. She got a voucher for it when she's older. This is the same. She's had a voucher for liposuction.
Liposuction?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And she's only 7. How fat could she possibly be? Is that a picture of her?
Yeah, there she is.
Have you seen it?
She's quite happy to be receiving a liposuction thing. As an update, we all presumed that the human Barbie was American.
Is she not?
She's English.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, and
the UK self-proclaimed human Barbie. Yeah. Because this was in the Daily Mail. Our friends at the Mail.
Oh, right.
And
cancer.
She quotes, she asks for surgery all the time. She wants to look good, and lipo is one of those procedures that will always come in handy.
Always come in handy?
Yeah.
On like a Wednesday afternoon, you've got nothing else on. I'm bored today. Yeah. I know, I'll go and have all the fat sucked out by a Hoover.
A Hoover?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
That's how
I've never
works.
Had liposuction done. I don't know how they do it, but I know there's some sort of vacuum involved. That's my mind for vacuum, doing that with my hands.
Magic wand.
All right, it's a magic life.
Yeah, it's how Harry Potter does.
Fat arms.
All
right, I'd like to kick off with my story. I love this story. I've been tittering about this ever since I read it. You ready for this?
Yeah, indeed.
Zimbabwean man claims prostitute turned into a donkey.
Oh, I've got that one as well. It's the quote that I love.
I know. A Zimbabwean man has told a court that he hired a prostitute who, during the night, transformed into a donkey. He said he paid £25 for a prostitute and was surprised the Sunday morning when he heard people accusing him of having sex with a donkey. He has been charged with bestiality and remanded in custody. There is no excuse you could make up for having had sex with a donkey, really. I mean, is there any point in even trying?
Yeah, the quote I've got, I'd hired a prostitute and paid £20. I don't know how she then became a donkey.
Seriously, if you shagged a donkey, right, you might as well just, look, alright, I know what I did. You know what I did.
Yeah.
Let's just not say any more about it. Yes. But you don't try and make up some sort of backpedalling excuse for it.
Well, so in the bit that I've got here, that was a clipping from the Sunday Sport, the quality paper.
Is the sport still going?
On a Sunday, yeah.
Oh, bloody hell.
Yeah, but it said that he was caught having sex with a donkey. It was tied to a tree around its neck, and he said it was only when he was caught by police that he realised that it was a donkey that he was having sex with.
What did he think before then? Did he think it was just a particularly hairy, four-legged, braying prostitute? Yeah.
Although he was not formally asked to enter a plea, may have admitted to the crime to the court, I only came to know that I was being intimate with a donkey when arrested.
That's a claim to fame, being intimate with a donkey. Oh, dear. So, yes, a man has shagged a donkey and tried to make out that he was having sex with Mammamore. That's only going to be funny if you remember the 80s TV series Mammamore, which was about a man who could turn into animals. Mm. Which is basically a panther and a hawk. He didn't really turn into anything else.
What would you turn into?
If I could turn into an animal?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Badger.
No, I turn into a panda and slap myself. Repeatedly in the fell, so then put it on YouTube. What animal would you turn into, Barry, if you could turn into an animal?
Do they have to be real? They'd like to be a dinosaur.
It's not an
animal. Well, it's an animal.
Yeah.
In the broad sense.
Yeah, well, if you could turn into any animal, then you can obviously... Maybe you could invent a new animal, just to confuse people.
Oh, like the Wuzzles.
The Wuzzles?
Do you not remember the Wuzzles?
No.
God, what were you doing in the 80s, Chris?
Wearing a shell suit, probably.
Why?
That's what you did in the 80s.
I didn't wear a shell suit in it. Did you wear a shell suit?
Yeah, no, I wore a shell suit in
did
the 80s.
Did you?
Yeah.
You used to wear a shell suit?
No, only once. Me and my brother wanted a shell suit because it was the 80s, and mother bought me and him both one. And I only remember wearing it to a primary school disco once. I don't remember wearing it much more than that, but I'm sure I did.
You might have been a ball of fire shortly after.
Yeah. Well, that's what you used to do. You rub your arms against the side, and then you could give people electric shocks.
That's the whole point of having a shell suit, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
That's why they were brilliant.
Is that why all scouters have perms as well? It's nothing to do with hairstyling, it's just the static.
Yes.
I can understand the bonding that happens between man and animal, though, because I had a very peculiar experience yesterday morning on my walk to work.
You shagged a donkey.
No, I didn't shag a donkey. It was a prostitute.
At least it was when you started.
No, I said good morning to a horse. And
why?
I have no idea why.
Did it say good morning back?
No, that was...
My
walk to work is quite an extensive walk. Mm. And my mind wanders as I'm walking, which is a bit dangerous actually because I walk along the road. But I happen to walk past this paddock, as I often do, and there's usually some horses in this paddock. And I walk past, and on this particular day, yesterday morning, the horse was looking over the fence. And I walked past, and I looked up, and I just, without even thinking about what I was doing, I just went, morning. If the horse had replied, that would have been it.
Yeah.
That would have been it. Just go, right. What are you doing? Just looking over the fence. It must be boring being a horse.
Well, you can run quite quickly.
Well, yeah, but...
Wouldn't it be brilliant if you can run really quickly?
Well, I can run quite fast, I just choose not to.
Yeah, no, not really quickly.
Well, how quickly is really quickly?
Like a horse.
That's pretty quick.
I know. Wouldn't that be brilliant?
Not really.
Not really, no.
I don't know. That's just me, then. I'm going to turn into a half dinosaur, half badger who can run really quickly.
I've just got wine in my eye. What kind of animal would be half dinosaur, half badger? Badgersaur.
Velociraptor.
Velociraptor.
The horse.
That sounds like some sort of cream. Yeah. I've got this terrible itch. Oh, you need Velociraptor.
You wouldn't mess with me, though.
Well, not if you're covered in cream. No.
Imagine me. I've got like claws and black and white stripes, and I can run really quickly.
That was a big camp. So you can run really quickly. You're half badger, half dinosaur,
half Velociraptor,
and apparently gay as well.
Yeah, well,
that's why you need that little claw, so you can put your pinky out when drinking. Shall we move on? Who's got the next news story?
Chris, what do you have for us?
Taxi driver locks fare in boot. Anyone else heard this one?
No.
A German passenger got the shock of her life when a dispute over the fare ended in her being locked in the taxi boot, screaming for help.
The taxi driver locked her in the boot?
Yes. A German taxi driver has locked a female passenger in the boot for 5 hours after a dispute over a fare. The 32-year-old passenger was travelling home in the northern city of Hamburg in the early hours of Sunday morning when she angrily accused the driver of taking a detour to increase the fare. The 57-year-old driver attacked the woman, punching her in the face and pushing her in the boot. He parked the vehicle outside his house and left her trapped inside.
Oh, I wish that he went on and picked up a few different people.
What's that knocking? Nobody just don't moan about them. Why is it always Germans when it's an aggressive story? It's always Germans.
They're aggressive.
They are aggressive. But the German language is aggressive.
Oh, we've talked about this before. It's even the nicest thing in German sounds like you're about to die. I've got an interesting German story, actually.
Carry on.
Yes. I don't know. Did I tell you anything about the archive in Austria that unearthed? There's an archive in Austria. This was a couple of months ago, and there's certain places in this archive have been sealed for years and years and years. I mean, it's not particularly exciting stuff in there. It's all just old records, and they open up this one thing, and they were going through these records from like 50 odd years ago, and they found a speeding ticket that had been given to Hitler in 1931 or 32. He'd been caught speeding, and he'd been given a speeding ticket and never paid it, apparently.
He is an evil motherfucker.
So even back then, he was a wrong'un. But no, they went through the transcripts to do with this. Apparently, when he contested the speeding ticket, his claim was that it was actually his chauffeur that was driving the car that day, and his chauffeur looked a bit like him. You know, silly little tash, red armband.
Yeah.
I found the story. I was in the pub. I sat at the bar reading it, and I started laughing. And people around me, what are you laughing at? And I read the story out. And the landlord, and the guy said, and it was just, I knew what he meant, but it was purely the wrong choice of words. He went, yeah, he said, well, that was before he was famous. Hitler didn't become famous.
He did.
No.
Infamous.
No. He tried to conquer, he wiped out, he committed genocide and tried to conquer Europe and most of the world.
Yeah, but what's the definition of fame?
He didn't go on X Factor.
The definition of fame is surely being known by people all around the world.
Yeah, it's not famous, is it?
It is.
Infamous.
Infamous. You know? You didn't go on Germany's Got Talent.
Perhaps you should.
My name is Adolf. What are you going to do for us today, Adolf? Well, I thought I'd annex Poland and try to enslave most of Europe. No. It's a no from me. Make the buzzing noise, Barry. I'm pretending to push a buzzer. Make the noise.
I do feel like you're bullying me now, and I'm going to... ignore
is,
the.
Is that a segue?
It is a segue.
I got worried for a minute. I thought I'd upset you. I thought, Barry, I'm not bullying you, you little cunt.
I've got to ignore the advice I saw in the newspaper a few weeks ago now. I'm sorry to be going in the past, but it's the headline: being bullied, just act less gay. This is genuinely what one teacher told a kid who was being bullied about their sexuality. Just advise them to act less gay.
Was this kid a proper mincer then? Was he?
Well,
sir, all the other kids are picking on me, and I just don't know why.
They can't name the school or the teacher or the kid. It was just in a report about bullying that was taken to the High Court. So along the lines, because I literally just took a photo of the headline because I thought it was brilliant. Just act less gay, is what I was teaching.
Oh, if only someone had told me that when I was at school.
Yeah. Or now. Or,
yes. Yeah. That's what I mean. I just need someone to say to me, stop acting so gay.
But it's quite funny for the rest of us.
I don't act particularly gay, do I?
Only when you've got your penis inside me.
Oh, right.
That's quite gay.
Well, you're the one that pushes back. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Gone quiet now, Barry.
Drink your penis.
Yes, drinking your wine with your pinky out.
That's my claw.
Oh, of course, yes, I forgot because you're a velociraptor. So if you're being bullied at school, the advice is to just be less gay.
Yeah, well, this is genuine advice we should give
out. How does that help you? What if you're being bullied? Bullied?
Bullied?
What if you're being bullied?
I was bullied at school.
Were you?
Yeah, bizarrely, I was given the nickname Billy. And it stuck for about 3 years at school.
Are you being serious now?
Yeah,
you
yeah, I'm absolutely serious. I had the nickname Billy for about 3 years at school purely because once somebody got my name wrong.
And called me Billy.
Instead of Barry. And I was called Billy.
Secretly, were you quite happy about that?
Yeah, of course. Billy's a normal name.
Well, Barry's a normal name.
It is for an 80-year-old.
Yeah, but that 80-year-old was not always 80.
Obviously he'll be... Cashionable.
Unless the name Barry comes back right in.
We should point out, Barry's always had a bit of an issue about the fact that he's called Barry.
Because I'm not 80.
Tell him about the stuff that when you were actually named in the hospital, because that just always makes me laugh.
Originally, my parents had planned to call me Calvin. I really don't know what's worse.
Calvin, quite clearly, alright?
You got bullied at school.
I genuinely have to say, I don't have an issue with... When you say Barry to me, I don't think of an old man. I think of you. I've got to... Alright, you are the only Barry I know.
Yeah.
Apart from the island in Wales.
You remember my ex-girlfriend Lucy, when I first got together with her...
She was called... She was a donkey.
She went the other way, turned into a prostitute.
Thank you for downloading, Liz.
But she was embarrassed to tell her friends at work what the name of her boyfriend was because I was called Barry.
I think she would have been doubly embarrassed if you'd been called Calvin. Oh, actually, no, she was a bit chavvy. She probably would have liked to have gone out with somebody called Calvin.
Calvin.
Calvin. So they were going to call you Calvin.
Yeah, they were going to call me Calvin. And the only reason they didn't call me Calvin was that the woman in the next bed to my mum in hospital called her kid Calvin. And I thought, well, we can't call ours. They'll think we copied them.
So
this is something you've never seen before. Never see again after the next day. But still, just for that moment, just for the pride of not making them think that you copied their baby's name, they called me fucking Barry.
Fucking Barry?
Yes.
No.
You never told me your name was hyphenated. Where did they get Barry from? Have you got any relations called Barry?
My brother's called Trevor. Maybe they just had a thing for 90-year-olds.
Or maybe, I don't know, maybe they're just hoping that one day you two would go into business as builders. Trevor and Barry will fix it. I don't think it was an old man's name, but it is an unusual name. It's not a common name.
Not among the under 40s.
No, but then the older names are coming back, and you see a lot of people now called Harry, and you know.
Well, Harry was around when I was young.
You know, there's a baby up in the northwest called Barry, because Jason Hanford described that to us, didn't he, Barry, at the gig we went to. Saying it was a baby and it was called Barry.
Yeah, at which point he took the piss out of the name for a bit and then took the piss out of me for being called Barry.
And also your brother.
Yeah.
He wasn't there.
And wouldn't it have been funny if the guy sat next to you in the theatre was called Calvin? My mum and dad were going to call me Matt originally. I was going to be called Matt.
My parents have the distinct not wanting to call him generic names. It was Matt or Dave. Yeah. You get much more generic than
the... Well, apparently, this is by my dad's own admission, but then my dad does say some very strange things. The reason they didn't call me Matthew is because they reckon that Matt Scott sounded too much like a cowboy.
What?
I couldn't get it either. Thanks for cleaning up the town, Matt! It's not going to happen, is it?
You know? No.
No.
Very peculiar. Very peculiar. What were your mum and dad going to call you, Chris, before they settled on Chris?
No, Julie.
Yeah. You could carry off, Julie.
Derek.
I don't know.
That's a... I made that up.
My uncle's called Derek.
Going back on... I know we started this because I was called Billy for a few years, but I called my brother Sharon for about a year. When we were...
For any particular reason?
Yeah, when we were 11...
That's embarrassing, just fucking him.
Yeah, no one wants to be shouting out, "Oh, Trevor, oh, Trevor," whilst fucking their brother.
Well, no one wants to shout, "Oh, Trevor," anyway.
No, this is true.
But I was 11, my brother would have been 13, we went up to London for a family holiday... And we were in this big newsagent's shop or something, and my brother decided to read out the headline on one of these birthday cards. It said, "Hello, my name is Sharon." And he didn't know I stood right behind him. And we thought, I went, "Hello, Sharon."
The next time I see Trev, if I was to call him Sharon, would he know why?
He'd know exactly why.
Fantastic,
yes.
Fantastic. Next time I see Trev, he's going to be. Makes a change from Scruff the dog.
Yeah.
But Barry's older brother Trevor was in a pantomime where he played a dog. Called Scruff.
It wasn't that he had to share the role.
Yes, yes.
It's such a sought after role of
yes,
Scruff the dog.
They had to timeshare it.
Yes.
But every now and again I like to go to him and go, woof, and he goes, fuck off. It's not
yeah, there's a line from the pantomime.
I've got a story that relates to your family, Barry.
Whoa.
As we're talking about your dear brother and your mum and your dad, smoking orangutan goes cold turkey. An orangutan, which started smoking at a zoo in Malaysia, is to give up the habit. A captive orangutan, often spotted smoking cigarettes given to her by her zoo visitors, is being forced to kick the habit, a Malaysian official has said. Government authorities seized the adult ape, named Shirley. That's funny, because Barry's mum's called Shirley. From a state-run zoo in Malaysia, and apparently deemed to be living in poor conditions. As with all these stories, it's the little comments at the end. Zoo director Ahmed Azir Mohammed said that Shirley is not being provided with any more cigarettes because, and I quote, "smoking is not normal behaviour for an orangutan." It's not normal behaviour for Barry's mum either, really.
Shirley's got a popular name because there's also a fridge in Sainsbury's called Shirley.
Yes. Has he got a smoking orangutan in?
Me and Chris were having a breakfast in Sainsbury's when Chris.
Whoa, you're having breakfast in Sainsbury's?
Yeah. Yes. And I said, "What about breakfast in Sainsbury's?" Chris said, "What?"
That's quite amusing. Who has breakfast? Obviously, you're going to go, "Well, we did." But who has breakfast in Sainsbury's?
Disabled children that day.
Yeah.
Really? And us.
We did bring up the...
Oh, I love that we say, "and us." I think you were kind of included in that.
We did talk about you when we saw the disabled children.
Really? Barry, what did you say?
Oh, every time I see disabled children now, not disabled in the physically sense, but like you said, Down syndrome disabled, every time I see them now, I think about grabbing Dave's cock. I didn't actually say it like that, did I? I wonder if they want to grab their cock.
Barry?
Yes?
Can I ask you a serious question? When you would look at disabled children, why do you think about grabbing my cock?
Because it's a nice cock.
Yes.
We've been on the podcast before, so... if you want to know about this, download the old ones when we make
it. It was episode 2, I think.
I think so, yeah.
But yes.
The Down syndrome...
So, basically, whenever you look at disabled children, now you think of my cock. Don't go on my company's website, for God's sake.
Why is there a picture of your cock?
Yes.
Anyway, we were...
Shirley.
Yeah, we were having a breakfast in the...
From my cock to Shirley.
And Chris pointed out that on the side of the fridge there was a big sign that just said Shirley. He said, why is there a fridge called Shirley? And my initial response as a joke was, I don't know, because the oven's called Bob. But I said, as I got halfway through, I said, I don't know, because the oven's called... I looked up, there's a big sign on the oven that says, Jeffrey.
Genuine.
Yeah, that's the only signs in the restaurant. One on the fridge that says Shirley, one on the oven that says Jeffrey.
Spell a G.
Oh, of course, of course. So, fridge called Shirley, oven called Jeffrey.
Yeah. Sainsbury's.
More weird signage. Oh, there's a pub where we live which has got some really quite pointless signs. When you walk in, it's got written above, because it's a hotel as well. When you walk in, above the reception desk, it's got the word welcome. In big letters, kind of like individual letters stuck up.
Yeah.
And then at the bar, it says, above the bar, it says drink. And then there's like a big screen TV on the wall, and above that, it says watch. And I remember going in there with young Gary. We talk of young Gary very often on this podcast. And we went in and we were laughing at all these signs. And Gary said, I bet in the restaurant it says fucking eat. So I went and had a look and I came back and said, it does. It does. There was a sign above the restaurant saying eat. And it kind of says a lot about the clientele going there. The instructions. Above the door it says piss. of the toilet. Not above the actual door.
Well,
yeah.
And well, no, above the door as you walk in it says shithole.
It's spelled wrong. who's next?
Naked drunk Moscow driver hit 17 cars. A naked and drunk motorist sped through central Moscow on Sunday, crashing into 17 cars before being stopped by police, who chased him across a large part of the capital. When police made him open his door, it became clear he was completely naked.
I love that. It was the same with that postman story I had a couple of podcasts back, where when she let him in, she could see he was naked. I mean, there's something you notice quite early on, I would think, normally.
Local media said the man, who appeared in his 40s, was from Moldova, showed a picture of him grinning in the backseat of the police car. So, a grinning naked man in the backseat of the police car.
Oh, sorry, he was in a car hitting other cars.
Yeah.
I thought he was just naked running around punching cars.
No, he's a naked drunk motorist.
So that makes more sense.
Oh, that's fine then. I was a bit weirded out before, but now it just makes perfect sense. That's cool.
Why would you do that?
Well, because you're drunk.
Yeah, there's not much else to do in Moscow.
Oh, because it's cold in Moscow at the moment as well.
Well,
it's fucking cold everywhere. It's cold in this flat right now. I apologise. The cold taught me something the other day.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that don't go outside naked?
Well, yeah, it taught me that. I've known that for a while, right. Regardless of the temperature.
How did you learn that?
I went outside naked.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
I discovered, through cold, that all deaf people are nocturnal. I woke up the other morning, stupid o'clock, I woke up at something like 3:30 in the morning, and it was freezing in there. Honestly, I thought I'd woken up in a morgue drawer. And I couldn't get back to sleep because it was cold, so I got up and I put the telly on. And every single programme was being signed on every channel. And I'm saying, do deaf people not sleep? Is a side effect of being deaf chronic insomnia? Because if I put the telly on there now, there would not be a single programme being signed.
Well, it's deaf people with students, isn't it? Because it's all open university stuff. And
well, are all students deaf?
Maybe.
That's just weird. I genuinely don't understand this. Why? Because I know sometimes on Sunday afternoons there's some signing programmes. And on my signing program, mine. And on, but the 4 a.m.
I think. To
if
be
you're
honest,
deaf and you want to watch TV, do you have to stay up until fucking 4 a.m?
No, you just watch a day behind all the time. You record it and then watch it the next day.
Really? That's a bit discouraging.
Apart from the news, because that's just going to be annoying.
Yeah, you wouldn't watch the news the day after, would you? Because it's not news then, is it?
Yeah, warning, meteor to hit tomorrow.
Oh, fuck.
Shit.
Well, it's alright, they wouldn't hear it.
I was going to say, what if they're listening to this?
That happened to me in a pub once. I was in a pub and I told the cunt from Preston joke. You ever heard that deaf joke, the cunt from Preston?
Yeah.
And Kelly, the barmaid, she slapped me. She again proper told me off. She went, Dave, And I went, what? She went, the people over there are deaf. And I went, so? I'm not even facing them, they can't even lip read me. Oh dear. But I was watching TV. That is the first time I've been up that early in the morning for a long, long, long time.
What was on?
It was The Hairy Bikers.
Being signed.
Being signed. Do you want to? Apparently, this is the sign for Hairy, apparently.
Oh!
Listeners, I love my. I'm holding both hands under my chin and wiggling my fingers. That is a sign for. They just made that up.
What's the sign for bikers? Well, they just make up as they go along.
They do.
Well, it must be
the easiest job in the world. You just make shit up.
Yeah.
You go on there with Parkinson's and confuse the fuck out of people, couldn't you? What's your next story, Beth?
Man dies raping woman. It's keeping the byline in. It's gone up the nose a little bit.
The reason this is funny is because I was watching
a man rape a woman.
Well, he thought it was a woman when he started raping
it. No, it was a donkey. I was watching on the news yesterday. There's a website, Plymouth Uni website, got in trouble for some guy. I forget what he did now, but basically he put a blog on the uni website talking about how rape's fine was the general gist of it.
On what planet is it fine?
And he got all in trouble for
Plymouth.
It. So as soon as you told him, rape's part of the cause in Plymouth, yeah. Really, isn't it? But that's why I was laughing at that. But no, please continue. So, the man died raping someone, did he?
Yeah, well, basically he broke into the woman's flat armed with a knife and attacked her. But in the midst of a rape, he
complained. I thought you said tractor then. He broke in with a knife and a tractor. That's a serious rapist. When he turns up at your door.
With a knife and a bottle of wine.
Yeah. That's a romantic rapist. I've got you some flowers. They clash with my balaclava.
In the midst of the rape, he complained he wasn't feeling well. And in quote, stopped having sex with her so he could rest.
Yeah.
And then it gets better. I'll skip all the blump and the
what?
I made up a word.
Skip the blump.
Yeah. The registered sex offender continued to fondle her, however, then rolled over and died.
Good.
Yeah. He complained he wasn't feeling well, so had a rest while he continued to fondle her, and then rolled over and died. I just got this image of him just sat there, one hand on his heart, the other one on her boob, massaging both. Where's the knife at this point?
I don't know. Not all rape involves a knife.
Well, no, he turned up with a knife.
Did he?
She's lying down next to him, and he's one hand fondling her boob. And what's to stop her getting away at this point whilst he's having a heart attack?
I don't know.
Because he's just fondling her whilst having a heart attack, so why is she still there?
At the point he said, oh, sorry, I'm not feeling well, this isn't working for me, can we take five? Yeah. Why didn't she leg it?
Do you think he got up and said, look, I'm sorry, this is the first time it's ever happened to me. It doesn't happen every time.
Yeah. I've had a really bad day. Yeah. You know,
I'm stressed out. The dog's watching me.
Yeah, I've had a week. My last couple of rapes didn't go well. Yeah. You know, I'm just, it's... Because it must be a very high pressure thing, raping.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you've got to perform every time.
Yeah, you know,
On cue.
You've got a quota to meet. You know, and also you must get knackered the rest of the week when you play professional football. Med football, Joe. Yeah, what you got, Chris?
Man fakes mum's obituary to get time off.
Oh dear,
that's a level of commitment.
Yeah, that's good.
A man in the United States has been charged after publishing a fake obituary for his living mother in an attempt to get time off work. Pennsylvania resident Scott Bennett, 45, was charged with disorderly conduct after he placed the obituary in the Jefferson Democrat newspaper. It was allegedly a ploy to get paid bereavement leave and explain the time he had taken off work. Bennett's plan unravelled when relatives called the newspaper to alert them the woman was actually alive and well. Bennett's mother then visited the newspaper office to provide living proof.
Oh, God.
The newspaper's editor, Randy Bartley...
who later sadly died whilst raping someone,
told the newspaper that ran the obituary in good faith after being unable to confirm the funerals at press time. They quoted Bartley as saying the woman was very understanding.
Oh, that is, he really wanted that day off, didn't he?
Yeah, you go to some extremes just to get a day off work. I mean, that's planning.
Remember Steve Ireland, the footballer, once his grandmother died.
Yeah. And then when they said, when she phoned up, said, no, I'm live and well.
No, the other one. It was also alive and well.
Yeah.
Because you know you're going to get caught, because obviously, you know, your mum is going to turn up at some point alive.
Yeah.
Even if it's years in the future, and someone will go, hang on, didn't you take a day off work because you said your mum had died, and here we are at her 80th birthday party, what's going on?
But, so, like, sometimes you could get away with something, say, my gran's died, and they'll just pave over it, alright, take a few days off. Not when you're a professional footballer, and everything you do is in the media, and this is playing for your national team.
Why
so
they say that
the reason why he can't do... because his girlfriend lost their baby or something.
Did he not want to play a game?
He wanted to go with his girlfriend to the hospital and didn't want to announce to the press that she had lost the baby.
I can understand
that. You can understand that, but say that just to the manager, say, look, this is why.
Don't make a big thing about it.
Yeah, don't make a big thing about it, just say that I'm injured.
That's just right. Because people do take days off for the weird, was it? I mean, I had one of my, you know, my old flatmate, his girlfriend at the time, she took a couple of days off work when a Harry Potter book came out.
Yeah.
There are people, some guys in the factory where I work, they took time off when the latest Call of Duty game came out, you know? Yeah. Actually take voluntary holiday. Use that holiday just to play a video game.
Harry would do that.
Yeah. What's the word?
Why did you not take time off for a game?
No.
I think it was talked about, wasn't it?
Well, I did talk about it just because I had weeks and weeks of holiday to use up, so I could do it then, but I wouldn't take it, like, say, I'll have to have that week off for that game.
I've never taken time off that I didn't genuinely need. I've never pulled a sickie.
No, me neither.
No, if I've been off, I've either had this actual proper booked holiday, or I've genuinely been ill.
Mm.
I've never woken up one morning and thought, oh, I can't go, I'm going to work today. I've got leprosy.
Mm.
Mainly because that I'd have to regret, you know, I'd have to turn up to work the next day with missing bits.
Yeah.
I can't be bothered.
If you ever need to, just give me a call, I've got a knife.
Have you?
Yeah.
Really? Is that from
when I raped the donkey?
When you raped the donkey. Mysteriously turned into a prostitute.
Yeah. And then I died.
And he died. Oh, dear. A feminist blogger, Jill Filipovic.
Why is that funny?
I don't know.
There's nothing actually funny about that. It just sounds a funny name.
She said she found a funny if cringe-making note in her luggage after a recent search of her bag by TSA officials. This is airport officials.
Mm.
They inspected her bag and they found a personal item. Oh. Basically, they found a vibrator. And what they do is, apparently, I didn't realise this, but when airlines, when they search your bags, you get given a little receipt afterwards to say that we've searched your bags. And on this receipt, someone had written, "Get your freak on, girl." In the wake of several high-profile incidents in recent months, the TSA has been accused of unnecessarily violating the privacy of travellers with some of its search methods, including the use of electronic scanners. There was all that thing in the news about the full body scan, X-ray thing. And this is a slightly troubling phrase, and enhanced physical pat-downs.
Ooh.
I see Chris's eyebrows gone straight up there.
Enhanced.
What do you mean? How do you enhance a pat-down?
Using special gloves.
In what way would they be special?
They'd
be made of mink.
Well, maybe they've got, like, little pokers on them.
Little pokers? Little poker? What's a little poker?
You should know that.
Oh!
It was a penis joke.
It was a penis joke. Barry's suggesting that I have a tiny penis.
Not suggesting.
Right, Barry.
Confirming.
It is cold in this flat. Let's not.
Yeah.
But so, no, I'm slightly troubled. I mean, because we're all flying soon, aren't we? We're going on a stag.
We are.
We're going. And I'm troubled by the prospect of an enhanced physical pat down. I don't want to be physically patted down in any way, enhanced or otherwise, by a strange man. You look. What are you? You're not chuffed at the idea of a physical pat down either, are
not
you, Greg?
Really?
Would you feel compelled to perform if you were being given a physical pat down? Would you
perform in what way?
Would you want to, like, you know, pretend that you were enjoying the pat? Because you don't want to hurt the guy's feelings, because obviously, you know, he's. Mm.
Do you think not that that'd be quite entertaining to really put them off? Okay. It's like packing some, you know.
Yeah, there's some contraband in my trousers.
Do you not think that'd really put them off?
I've been searched once when I went into a club in Torquay because I was wearing a long coat. I think they marked me out as being someone. I thought I might have some stuff on me, so I got proper, you know, arms up and all the sort of pat down search.
I have been in an airport before.
Yeah, but that wasn't an airport. It was a nightclub in Torquay. But you ever been searched for?
Well, yeah, because I regularly go and watch football and have a long black coat. So they often pat you down as you walk into the
Do you quite like it secretly?
I sometimes put some romantic music on my phone. Just
in fact, sometimes when the pat down's finished, do you not bother with the match and just go home then because you're done? You're done.
Well, I do ask to be excused. But then I can come back and get patted down again in about 20 minutes.
Do you sometimes wear a variety of fake wigs and stuff? You do a lap of the stadium and come back
in. I sometimes draw a moustache on my finger.
Oh, dear. I think we should move on to slap a celebrity.
Before we do, you just, when you said that lady's name and I laughed at
it. What, you mean Jill Filipovic?
Filipovic. Yes, being that I might have shown on KXLY4HD News.
Whoa.
They ran the news story, man with bizarre name arrested.
What was the man called?
He was called Bizal Doo Doo Zoppity Bop Bop Bop.
That's something a toddler says, isn't it?
That's your name. Bizal Doo Doo Zoppity Bop Bop Bop.
How's it spelled?
I'll show you that.
He looks like Jesus.
No, he looks like Bizal Doo Doo Zoppity Bop Bop Bop.
No, he does look like Jesus. Would look if Jesus was real.
No, Jesus looked like Bizal Doo Doo Zoppity Bop Bop Bop.
Was he arrested because of his bizarre name? Did I just say, I'm sorry, but your name is so stupid, we're going to nick you?
Been shoplifting.
But how many times do you think he would have had to show ID? That's obviously a drunken... I'm going to change my name to Bizalzuzu Zuppity Bop Bop Bop. I'm getting the hang of his name now.
I'd like to point out, I'm holding the phone with it written down at the moment.
Yeah, I'm not even looking at it. That's Bizalzuzu Zuppity Bop Bop Bop.
Can you imagine that? What he has to go every time he's filled in a form? It's like, my name's not going to fit in the box.
I'd love to see his signatures.
That is the bizarrest name. That's much bizarrer than Calvin.
That is, yeah. It could have been worse.
Yes.
We've got the choice between Calvin Barry and Zizal Boot. No, I can't remember. So I'm about to go, Bizal Doo Doo Zoppity Bop Bop Bop.
No, we can't call him that because the people in the next bed have called him. They've called him.
Bizal Doo Doo Zoppity Bop Bop Bop. What do you think? Is his first name Bizal or is his whole name just Bizal Doo Doo Zoppity Bop Bop Bop?
I think his mates just call him B.
I like having three names within your name.
That is the stupidest name.
My name is Mr. Somebody Bop Bop Bop.
Have you ever heard a name stupider?
Not stupider than that.
The name's Somebody Bop Bop Bop. Bizal Doo Doo Somebody Bop Bop Bop.
If you're being formal, how do you refer to Mr. Somebody
Bop Bop Bop?
Mr. Somebody Bop Bop.
Bop Bop Bop. Three bops on the end.
I like the expression you make when you say Bop Bop. Say it again. Say bop bop bop.
Hi.
Go on.
I'm Mr. Zoppity Bop Bop Bop.
You look such a twat. Oh dear. Slap a celebrity.
Bizal Zuzu.
Slap a Chris, what celebrity would you like to slap and why?
Bruce Forsyth.
Ah!
It's about time he fucking retired.
He's not going to though, is he?
No, he's going to die on the telly, isn't he?
Yeah. Is there a particular incident that's fueled your hatred of Bruce Forsyth?
His entire 60-year career, mate.
Oh, so this is a long burning thing that you've held for a long
he's
time.
It's irritating.
I think Barry's trying to disagree, and I think involuntary he's actually doing a Bruce Forsyth
impression.
that was Roland Rat. Say, get in a rat band, go on. Say that bloke's name in a Roland Rat voice, go on.
Bizal Doo Doo Zoppity Bop Bop Bop.
Are you going to leap to serve
Bruce's defence? Well, I kind of grew up watching Sir Bruce's game shows, and so I don't have anything against it. I think he should have retired a long
he's
time
cheesy,
ago.
Irritating.
And he's outdated for the current market, but I don't think that everything that he's done has been horrible up to this point.
I don't know, because I feel if he retired... he'd just become sad. He'd got to be sat in the corner of his room.
Yeah, that's true.
He'd be doing little tap dances, and no one would be. He'd be in a home somewhere in the corner, going, "I used to do Strictly," and they'd be like, "Yeah, of course you did, Bruce. Just point your face in the window."
But no, that's the thing. I don't think he could retire. I think you just want to put him on Radio 4, just give him his own talk show on Radio 4. Put him in the corner.
Yeah.
Let him.
Radio 4 is the equivalent of being put in the corner.
It is, yeah. let him talk to the
birds. It's an Eskimo being put on the ice floe and sent out to die quietly.
It's an interview in the squirrels in the garden.
Indeed.
But so Mr. Jones would like to slap Bruce Forsyth purely for his existence. Barry, what celebrity would you like to slap?
She's not technically a celebrity, but I did say I'd like to slap the human Barbie from the UK.
Yeah, well, she is a celebrity.
Yeah, she is. She's self-confessed human Barbie, and she shouldn't be allowed to keep that kid. How these things are in the news, yet Child Services haven't looked into the fact that she's bought her 7-year-old a boob job for a birthday and liposuction at Christmas. Yeah, but to be fair, if somebody bought me a boob job and spent £6,000 on it, I'm going to use it, because it's £6,000 worth.
Is that a promise?
If you get me a £6,000 boob job, I'll use it.
It's tempting.
It is.
We have a how long have we got? If you give us a couple of years, I'm sure we can save.
No.
How long have we got?
By my 30th birthday.
How long's that?
3 months.
3 months. We've got 3 months to get together £6,000 to buy you a boob job for your birthday.
Yeah. Not one of those French PIP boob jobs. Because they're
expensive. So you will if we can raise £6,000 by your birthday, you will have the boob job.
Yeah.
If we can get this on Facebook, we easily raise £6,000.
Right. Listeners of the chicken.
Actually, no.
Both of you.
No, I remember seeing on Eurotrash that guy that did that. Didn't he bet his friends that...
Yes, on Eurotrash.
Yeah, they said they bet him like £1,000 he wouldn't have a boob job, and he did.
Oh, fucking. I remember watching Eurotrash when I was a teenager. Just watching it. Yeah. Just watching it at night in the vain hope of seeing some boobs.
Yes. I don't want to see a stupid story about German people who eat lots of food. Bring the boobs on.
I used to love the fact whenever they used to dub, because obviously there were a lot of them were foreign. Yeah. They used to dub them over with English regional accents.
Yeah, really Geordie.
Yeah, they're like Geordies or Brummies. So there'd be an interview with someone that runs a sex dungeon or something in Prague. And you're like, yes, this is our sex dungeon. This is the main punishment room. And obviously, this is the balcony where people can have their nipple clamps put on, like, before they go into the punishment room. I grew up thinking that people from Prague all spoke with a Midlands accent.
Germans were always Geordies, weren't they?
The Germans were always Geordies, like, I'm a German, like, why?
£6,000 and Barry have a boob job.
Okay, listeners.
Because the guy from Eurotrash has already done it, I'm going to retract that.
Okay. What other amusing surgical? Alright. £6,000, we probably can't do that, but I'll tell you what, if enough people can raise some money, will you carve the word cunt into your forehead with a compass?
No.
No?
I would carve it across my chest.
Oh, why not your forehead though?
Because it's, I don't think I'd be able to do my job much longer.
Oh, okay then, how about, for £6,000, carve the word Calvin into your forehead with a compass?
Still, I don't think I could work serving old ladies with anything carved into my forehead.
No? Oh. Okay, but you quite happily have it across your
tattooed.
Chest.
Yeah. Not tattooed.
Is that because you're a rock hard philosopher?
Yeah, no, I'm not going to have it carved into my forehead with a compass, but obviously I'd have it tattooed on my forehead.
It's more professional.
When was the last time you saw anybody using a compass to draw a circle?
Compasses.
A compass or compi, whatever the plural is, I don't know. When was the last time you saw anybody using this set of those?
I could tell you, it'd be 1998.
Alright, why do you remember that specifically?
Oh no, I'm just saying, because that's when I left school, and that's the only time you ever use one of them.
Yeah, I've never used one since I left school either.
Do you own one?
I can. I'm quite cool, I can freehand a circle quite easily.
Really?
Yeah, I'm an artistic genius, didn't you know?
I tell you what, I did remember from school. You know, you used to have those protractors, those little triangles.
Thank you for miming triangle. Yeah. Just in case Chris and I didn't know what a triangle was.
But you used to get those plastic ones with different shaped circles
all inserted.
And in a maths lesson, one of my friends got his finger stuck in one of those circles. At which point we had to get the teacher's attention. He said, can you get Mrs. Gale to come over, please? I said, no, you've got your pants stuck. So, just for voluntarily, look, what you do to get their attention, you put your hand in the air.
Put
your hand in the air with this big plastic triangle sticking out. At which point she said that we're going to have to take...
At which point the teacher told him to stop being so gay.
We were told he had to go to the medical place to have it done, but we just snapped it in half there and said, all done. That was quite funny.
Oh, bless.
Who would you like to slap?
I'd like to slap Kim Kardashian.
She's not famous over here, really.
Who's Kim Kardashian?
What?
The Kardashian family. They're in America, they've got a lot of money, yet they have a endless run of reality shows.
They live on television.
Yeah,
I can't. That's the thing that infuriates me. And she's recently been in the press because her marriage has just broken down, like on TV.
She
got married on television. They, her and husband, they courted on. They courted. They courted on TV. They got married on TV. They had their stag do's and their honeymoons on TV. I think their marriage lasted something stupid like 72 days or something.
Could I not? Could I not slap the people who watch it?
Well, no, because then you'd have to slap the whole world. And this is the thing. If everybody just stopped paying attention to her, she would wither away and die.
Yeah.
But it's just, she's...
Like Bruce Forsyth.
Well, yeah, but Bruce Forsyth actually has, you know, he's got something.
Yeah, he's done something.
He started out doing, whatever he may have become now, he started out doing something. He was an entertainer. He's a singer and dance. She doesn't do anything. She just is.
And she's just pretty much Paris Hilton. Don't
you? Paris Hilton's the same, but I don't know why. Kim Kardashian just aggravates me more. But Paris Hilton's never whinged about the attention she gets.
Yeah, no. What I'm saying is she's famous for the same reasons as Paris Hilton, apart from having a sex tape. Paris Hilton is just from a rich family.
Yeah. So I would slap her. Because and aside from that, and this is a personal thing, she is one of those really annoying women that is not as attractive as she thinks she is.
No.
And they get on my fucking tits.
Yeah. Yeah.
Walking around with their fucking noses in the air, look at me.
Quite so attractive.
She's attractive.
But she thinks she's amazing.
It's the same thing with Cheryl Cole.
Yeah.
They think there's something absolutely... You know, I think if they were able to sort of like come onto a bloke and he knocked them down, I honestly think they'd just crumble like they were made out of sand.
Yeah.
I'd love to knock back Kim Kardashian. I'd love...
You wouldn't, though.
I would. If Cheryl Cole came up to me in a bar and went, "Hurry." Hello, yeah. "Do you want to come back to my place, like..." I'd look at her and just go, "Nah, you're right, love." I'd get more pleasure out of doing that than I would smashing her back doors in.
Yeah, which is what I'd do. I'd say, "Hello!"
Yeah, you wouldn't smash him in, mate, because they'd be slack as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
She'd have an arsehole like a barn door. Yeah. No, I'd slap Kim Kardashian. And by proxy, I'd slap all these other debutante Paris Hilton-alike women who are just famous purely just because they exist and they've got money.
Yeah, they've bought fame.
I remember when famous people used to be famous for having achieved things.
Yeah.
I remember when it used to be they were great actors or they were great sportsmen or they were great artists. These days you can just be famous just for absolutely nothing. We could get people to film us just going about our day-to-day lives, and we would become famous.
People would watch it.
Yeah,
Channel 4 did that programme called The Family, which was just basically proves that you put video cameras in someone's life and shit happens.
Yeah. I mean, our average week, not a great deal happens.
No, but then if you filmed us for a month and cut it into half an hour's show...
All the interesting things.
Yeah, then it would seem like we had the most interesting jobs in the world.
Would you watch a programme about us?
I would.
Why wouldn't you, Chris?
No, wouldn't it, really?
No, we're saying, like, you...
Well, the last couple of episodes would be, because it'd be watching you reclining on your new sofa for hours and hours on end.
That'd be quite exciting.
And you think, for 31 days, you'd need 2 minutes of every day to be interesting. I'm sure you can find 2 minutes worth of every day. Or something happens in those 31 days that last 15 minutes.
Crazy.
But no... reality TV just, you know. But people can't understand why I get so annoyed. So it's only a TV program, it's not hurting anybody. I'm like, it is. It's eating away at
social decline.
It's not even social decline, it's just it's the celebration of the mundane. The sort of mass.
Yeah, but it's TV for the Jeremy Kyle generation.
Oh, don't even get me started on that.
But it is, it's just.
I'll tell you about celebrity that. I was thought so. Like you go back before, you could say Daley Thompson Decathlon, it was a computer game, and it says why he's famous, what he's done, and sort of like he's famous enough to be known straight away. So like you think Decathlon, you thought Daley Thompson, and I think like for a time you thought football. People knew David Beckham, but they didn't really know football because he became famous so good at football and so famous through that, but. So you call it David Beckham's football. So Kim Kardashian's...
arse. That's what she's famous for. Famous for having a big arse.
Is she?
She does have quite a nice arse, I can't deny that. But it's not... doesn't warrant its own TV career.
Yeah, well, Jennifer Lopez is a big arse, but she's also an actor, a singer. Not very good at either, but just good enough to be...
I was ranting about Kim Kardashian at work not long ago. She was in the paper. And I just went, oh, God, she's... And one of the girls at work, she said, you just don't like her because she wouldn't sleep with you. There's nothing to do with that at all. I wouldn't want to sleep with anyone. I'd be put off by the inevitable fucking film crew that would be filming it.
Yeah, I wouldn't like it because they'd argue with my film crew.
Filming me? Yeah. And there'd be a clash.
Yeah.
If you're being filmed by two different film crews, does that count as a threesome?
No.
That would have. Get the Hungry Hippos out. Oh, no. So, Kim Kardashian threesome.
So, Kim Kardashian will end our 10th podcast.
Yes. I'd like to end on Kim Kardashian.
So if we have Kim Kardashian, Bruce Forsyth and the human Barbie lined up, we'd do a running slap on all of them.
With a plank.
Yes.
With a panda.
Yeah. I'd just lock them in a room and set on them a Velocibadger.
I was going to say, set the Velocibadger on them. He would kill them.
Yes. And if the Velocibadger's ever worried that he's being bullied, he just needs to be less gay.
He does, yeah. That is a problem with the Velocibadger.
Bit camp.
A little bit gay.
Well, thank you very much for downloading. Yeah, we will be back, possibly with a mystery guest. Maybe, maybe not. That's the mystery.
Yes. We hope you like the new format with the jingles and everything.
Are there going to be jingles, Barry?
Well, we did one.
We did what? We did the Zombie Watch jingle, didn't we? I was quite impressed with that.
The new one jingle.
Well, you never know. By this point, I might have put jingles in.
Ooh.
And
are you going to lay surprise jingles on us?
Well, I don't know. I'm just putting this in because I can always take this out if I haven't done.
But no, we will be back with our next podcast. We'll try and get back into the swing of doing them a bit more regularly because we don't want to feel like we've let you down.
I know how much you miss us.
Yes. And in the meantime,
I miss me.
I miss me too. And if Bruce Forsyth happens to die before our next podcast, if there's a big loud banging noise, it's Chris jumping for joy.
After he slaps him in the face.
Whilst dead. And then rapes him and dies.
And then he turns into a badger. Cheers. Cheers. Thank you.
Bye.